I am here. Am I over there? I speak the truth. Oh, God. Oh, life. All right, hello. Hello, now. You can hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay. You recognize this is all being recorded? Thank you. What? Oh, yes. Flower Essences has a oil. It is called St. John's Shield. And it protects you from negative and can protect you from what you're experiencing. And it's in there. Yes. You put it on the solar plexus. Well, the problem is this, is when you're hypersensitive and psychic or energies you pick up, and it's very hard to protect yourself from those energies. St. John's Shield is a very good protection. Iodized table salt and water for the bath is a good way of cleansing your auric field. It'll take the gunk out of your aura, and it'll take the stress out of your body. But you have to make sure you get it from head to toe. Yeah. And the length of time you spend in the bathtub is not important. It can be just a minute, or it can be 20. Still works. You got the St. John's wort? Okay.
Oh, St. John's wort.
I'm sorry. St. John's Shield.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
How much salt?
1/3 cup iodized table salt to the bath water. If you choose to. But don't think that the Epsom salt will do the job that the salt will. Sure, you can do whatever you want. You can put oils in there if you choose to. You're welcome. There's another really good oil in there too. It's dandelion, and it removes stress. Use it on your neck and shoulders, and you can feel the stress lift off of it. It's wonderful. If you want to try any of it just to see, we have some back there. You can try it. I like to sell things that work. But if you don't know that I have it, you can't buy it. Or what it does. Yeah. No. No. With a straw. Use a straw. No, I'm kidding. When I was writing my book, I had a really sweet lady. She was going ahead and typing everything up. So she decided she was going to help me, and she would improvise and put some things that she thought would be beneficial in there. So So she did the salt bath and she typed it all up. And she said, for relief of stress and also of cleansing of the aura, if you will put 1/3 cup iodized table salt in the bath and immerse yourself from head to toe for 20 minutes, it will relieve you of everything. We rewrote that. Yeah, I had to make sure. I'd take all of her stuff out of there. No. What you need to do, ladies, for your hair, you can sponge. Okay. No, it will not. No, it's fine. You can go ahead and do that and wash your hair as normal or whatever. It oxidizes the skin. It's good for you. It's like leaping in the ocean. Yeah. So you can take a sponge and just, but I will tell you this, that when you do this, you will feel this lightness. It's wonderful. Then you know what I'm speaking of. Clockwise.
Okay, clockwise. First, kind of spin a little bit.
They open clockwise and counterclockwise close.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. But that's why I would do that as well.
You do know that's dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that.
Yeah, I know. All right, okay. Here we go. When you deal with your chakras, and you start opening and closing your chakras, you are endangering yourself, because those are your circuit breakers to your nervous system throughout your body. And there are people that have gone through opening their chakras and blowing their nervous system out. Physically blowing their nervous system out. Like paralyze, you know, or have real severe shakiness, all sorts of things. Kundalini. People that do kundalini can blow their chakras out, and they have. No, of course not.
But I thought
people wouldn't do anything for money.
I guess I envisioned opening them. I just envisioned spinning. That's what I'll read.
Okay, you probably didn't do any damage to you, obviously, so that's a good thing. Do not play with your chakras, okay? If you want to open your chakras because, let's say, you've had an accident or you've had some sort of traumatic event, you can safely open your chakras using a smoky crystal, like a small smoky crystal ball, okay? Or even the bracelet with the smoky crystals. You lay it on the chakras. Depending, it's better to have somebody else work with you as they move the smoky from the root, the base of your spine, up. It will stop automatically on a chakra. Let it sit there until it's easily moved again. Yeah. And then move on up. The last one being the crown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's safe. It just opens the chakras. Yeah. yeah, just opens them up naturally. Pardon? They open and close as is appropriate for your body. You're not using the Kundalini, and you're not just opening up your chakras. Boom. It's very ancient. It's Eastern. It's the snake. The Kundalini is the snake. It opens the chakras. You look at your chakras as a snake. Just be really cautious. Yoga's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Just don't get into the opening using the Kundalini to do that. Because now most people won't hurt themselves, but there's that one person that is a really good at visualization, and they're really good with their body, and they can blow themselves out. Yes, Steve. I don't know. I can only give you theories, which I don't do. So I really don't know. I'd have to ask to find out for sure what that is. But I believe that it is body chemistry going askew. Been on a lot of stuff. Actually, it is real. Yeah. I hope. Any other questions? We done for the night? God bless you. He may have gifted you. Do you know for sure if he's in the light? Usually they don't necessarily gift you that way from the light, because but sometimes if they're caught, it may be his way of trying to get your attention to get him some help. So you might go ahead and ask the Band of Mercy to locate him using his full name and his last address and get him into the light. I think that would be advisable. Now, there are such things as airports, what they call airports. And these are things that can be gifted to you, like things appearing on your table or on your floor or whatever the case may be, out of nowhere. Airports, that's what they're called. And like my turkey, yes, I had a turkey that appeared on my table, frozen. Thank God. Could have been alive, you know. No. I don't do that. But there are reports of that, and some things have like dropped from the ceiling. And then they're called airports. Things can poof out of existence as well, or poof into existence. I had a glass appear on my table while I was sitting there, which is really weird. Yeah, real. You can demand it back. I command what, you know. I had a necklace that poofed out, and I commanded it. As well, you want to do it relatively soon, yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold. I hope not snowy. It's gonna be really, 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 really cold, though. But I'm not a weatherman. I watch the squirrels. Yeah, I think so. I'm not commenting on that. Unless I've shown something, I don't. I hope not. I'm biased because my husband's on oxygen, and if I have another freeze like I did Christmas, I was without anything, heat, cold, it was for 5 days. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need a generator. Generat. Yeah, because it's really, really dangerous if that happens. So my mind won't go there. No. Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, if you have something you can't find, you can ask your guardian angel to locate whatever it is missing and or help you find it. And you will find it very quickly. Not if it's gone for a really, really long time. You might be able to do that. Try it. Yeah. No. No. No, I've done that too. No. No, different. Hey, calm down. What? My favorite part? People. It's being recorded. I like going back in history. I like going to ancient places and seeing what took place. Like going to Machu Picchu or going to ruins of places and seeing what they were before they were a ruin and seeing what took place there and getting information and psyching into the ancient ruins and learning. That's what I do for fun with my gift. I truly enjoy that. I worked with our state historian, and I truly enjoyed that. He had me working with various artifacts and places, and I was able to give him some very good information, which turned out to be accurate. So that's what I like doing. Yeah. you might be able to catch me on an off time frame where I might spill it out. I've been known to do that on radio stations.
We only have one guardian angel.
One. But they can call upon legions. Which is
guardian angels protect me a lot. I know that a lot since I was very young.
Yeah, they can call upon legions. So one is a lot. They're the ones that tell you when you're speeding or something, look out, someone is going to turn in front of you or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I got bit by a bear yelling up there the night, you know, one time through because my guardian was lifted over.
Wow. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, you got a good guardian. Oh, no, that was not his guides. That was... When Al went to Italy, he asked for specific guides to help him understand Italian, the language. These were the guides that did that. No. Those were not your regular guides. No, they were there for that express purpose. You can have human guides. You can ask for guides of language, guides of mechanical, automotive, plumber, and you will have a human guide that is knowledgeable with that, and that's what you'll pick up on. That's right. Exactly. Your guides, the Holy Spirits, are not human. Although they look human. They have white hair. Women have white hair, and the men have white hair and white beards. And they're very young looking. And they're really neat. But those are the Holy Spirits. Yes. Oh, okay. What kind of portal?
Well, I just read an article somewhere that it actually takes a look at the picture of a portal in the mountain.
No. I didn't experience a portal. We all of us who went experienced it. And as you entered into Machu Picchu, there's a specific walkway, and there is a line that when you step over that line, whatever aches or pains or physical problems you have are gone. Completely gone. And one of our group had a real bad problem with, yes, Montezuma's Revenge. So when he stepped over that line, it was gone. Now the problem was, when you step back, it all comes back, including the Montezuma's Revenge. But no, there's no. I'm sorry. It's okay. What did they say? Do you remember? Did we add? Was anybody? Oh, wonderful. Wait a minute, stop, stop, stop. What? Well, I truly believe, they believe that the higher up, the closer to the gods you are. And the priests always went way up there, always. I know, because I'd always have to climb it. There would always be these pyramids, and they'd always be way up there, and they always had the temple at the very top. So the higher you were, the better you were. Now, there seemed to have been a twofold with Machu Picchu. One was, I know, religious or spiritual in nature. Because one of the, what do you call them, shaman took me over, and I had to do some things there. And another was, I believe that it was also used not only as a spiritual place for praying and for the work that they did, but the king and the used to go there as a retreat as well. I really think it was, but I think they lived there. I know they lived there. Yeah, they did all, well, those terraces ran for hundreds of miles too. Yeah, specific. And the water. They had water flowing. Yeah. Yeah. From the top. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there were 30 bodies that were found in kind of like a burial chamber, if you will, at Machu Picchu. So. I believe it was a spiritual center from what I experienced. Oh, yeah. Not so much anymore. It's monopolized. It's all about money. It's a tourist trap now. It wasn't the first two times that we went. It was wonderful. You could go anywhere and just run and enjoy and have a wonderful time. And now you have to stay to these little walkways, and it's about $1,500 a night. I mean, it's all, yeah. It's really, so it's changed considerably. I'm sorry to say. He's bound. Yes. No, you can't do it on your own. If you've got his parents' permission, a brother's permission, a sister's permission, a daughter's permission, you can do it. Yes, yes, a spouse. But if she's not willing to give it, he could get it through one of the others. No. You don't have to completely spell it out for them. You can ask their permission to pray for him. Yes, you could do that. That would do it. Yeah. there's laws, there's spiritual laws in there that you have to respect and go by. And the thing is, you can try to do it, it just won't happen. Yes. To pray for him. And you ask their permission to pray for him that he goes into the light. And then you can ask the Band of Mercy to locate so-and-so who lived at so-and-so city and state and ask that he be either taken into the light or into protected sanctuary in the name of Jesus Christ, and it will be done. Bless you. Yeah. I don't blame her. Well, the bad thing about it is it will harm her too. His presence will, yeah. But, you know, everybody has to walk their walk. And sometimes we are real hard-headed, and sometimes we have to walk a really hard walk to get it, if we can. Yeah, I've got getting a loved one into the light. I don't think it is in there. Okay. Getting them. Okay. Yeah, because those really help. I'm telling you, when I learned about getting loved ones into the light, I got every member of my family. I prayed them on the cross. I know it works. I know it works. I don't even question. So when you work with as many people as I work with, and you find out it works, you know it works. Yeah, you had a question. It helps. Now now with your blood relatives, if you grandmother, grandfather, you don't have to have all that. You can figure out the state they were in or where they're from. You can do it that way. Because I didn't have my uncles or my aunts, their address, and I did it. What I did, though, was I visualized them in a chair sitting in front of me. And if I couldn't visualize them, I got a picture of them. And I used it. I wanted to make sure the Band of Mercy knew who I was talking about. So I tried to make it as complete as I possibly could. Yeah. Okay. Free will. Well, where they get to extend their free will is whether or not they choose to go into protected sanctuary or into the light. It's their free will choice.
There's some sort of prayer for me.
Yes, ask your guardian angel to keep you awake. You're welcome. Yes.
Okay.
24/7. They don't go with you. They're then freed from you. They don't have any energy. They've been purified through burned. Yeah.
Or guardian angels would ask for them to pray.
Yeah.
They're bound to still exist.
They're not bound. That's their choice and their duty.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's their job. That's what they do. We wear them out. No. Guardian angels are angels, not humans. Sure, they move to somebody else. They might come back to you, depending. I really never asked them. I'll try to ask. Ask your guardian angel. Better. Your guides can help you too. But it's really, really not their job. I know they appreciate that. Yes, dear. All animals have their own guardian angels. They are nature angels known as devas. They're not having it. They didn't have enough people to volunteer. And
well,
so. So no, otherwise I would. Yeah, I was sad about that. The friends of animals. What was it called? It was a. I can't think what it's called, but no, they're not doing it. Okay, any other? We're gonna make circle. Circle.